Time fences and zones. Two techniques used to reduce nervousness and handle any changes to the master production schedule while still maintaining the desired level of stability are time fences and zones. A time fence is defined by the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as follows. A policy or guideline established to note where various restrictions or changes in operating procedures take place. For example, changes to the master production schedule can be accomplished easily beyond the cumulative lead time, while changes inside the cumulative lead time become increasingly more difficult to a point where changes should be resisted. Time fences can be used to define these points. Master scheduling uses time fences to determine what kind of changes in volume and variety are allowed for orders as they move from order receipt through to production. The demand time fence, DTF, is defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as follows. 1. That point in time inside of which the forecast is no longer included in total demand and projected available inventory calculations. Inside this point, only customer orders are considered. Beyond this point, total demand is a combination of actual orders and forecasts, depending on the forecast consumption technique chosen. 2. In some contexts, the demand time fence may correspond to that point in the future inside which changes to the master schedule must be approved by an authority higher than the master scheduler. Note, however, that customer orders may still be promised inside the demand time fence without higher authority approval if there are quantities available to promise. Beyond the demand time fence, the master scheduler may change the master production schedule within the limits of established rescheduling rules without the approval of higher authority. Inside the DTF1 is in the frozen zone, so changes are seldom permitted. If they are made, it is only with the approval of senior management. The DTF usually covers the period of actual production time, but this duration is determined by management. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines the planning time fence, PTF, as follows. A point in time denoted in the planning horizon of the master scheduling process that marks a boundary inside of which changes to the schedule may adversely affect component schedules, capacity plans, customer deliveries, and cost. Outside the planning time fence, customer orders can be booked, and changes to the master schedule can be made within the constraints of the production plan. Changes inside the planning time fence must be made manually by the master scheduler. Between the PTF and the DTF is the slushy zone. Changes here can be made by the master scheduler. The PTF is almost always set as the longest cumulative lead time of the product. Rough cut capacity planning calculates loadout through the PTF. The planning horizon should extend beyond the planning time fence. In sales and operations planning, the how-to handbook, Wallace and Stahl recommend that the total planning horizon should extend an extra 25 to 50% of time beyond the PTF. This gives the master scheduler visibility to demand that is approaching the PTF. The area outside the PTF is called the liquid zone because the ERP system can automatically make adjustments as it engages in planning or replanning activities. Exhibit 4-33 reviews the three zones these fences create, the implications of each zone, and who would need to approve any requested changes that fall within it. Note that the zone names can vary, for example, emergency, trading, future planning, but the purpose is the same. It is useful for organizations to establish zones to focus attention on what can and cannot be changed within a particular zone. There is a management decision point whenever a purchase component is received or a manufactured component is completed, to commit the item as an input to the process it was intended for, to use the item as an input for some other item, or to put the item into inventory for general use. When this commitment is made, the available options are reduced and the cost incurred in purchasing or producing the component is accepted as a cost related to producing the item. As seen in Exhibit 4-34, an organization will have different locations for its PTF because different products will have different cumulative lead times. The exhibit also shows that the manufacturing environment used may impact the duration of the DTF. In this example, the MTO product needs to be frozen sooner, perhaps because custom products often have little or no sale value to a different customer. Exhibit 4-34, Zones and Time Fences. Exhibit 4-35, Master Scheduling Grid. Source, APIC's Master Planning of Resources, version 3.1. Use of these zones generates stability while allowing things to change as either demand changes or to correct errors such as the wrong quantities, wrong products, or wrong shipping dates. Since the discussion of zones indicated that orders versus forecast are used differently, the PAB calculations will differ depending on whether or not these time fences are used. Calculating PAB when time fences are not used. One way to coordinate master production schedule changes is to use the projected available balance, PAB. If the on-hand inventory is not accurate, it impacts the organization all the way to the master schedule. The formula for the PAB calculation is as follows. The objective of the PAB calculation is to determine the projected inventory levels and their sufficiency at the end of each period. The calculation leads to decisions on whether to schedule an MPS receipt in the MPS row in any of the periods in the planning horizon. It also allows sales and customer service to determine if they are able to promise shipment of orders perceived in the weeks throughout the planning horizon. Exhibit 4-36 illustrates the importance of the PAB calculation to managing master production schedule changes. Given the forecast shown, a level production of 10 units, the PAB calculation tells you what your projected inventory level is at the end of each period and whether it is sufficient to cover the forecast demand. Note that the decision to use a level production plan is made at the S and OP level. In this example, the total forecast is 43 units, and the total MPS quantity for the first 5 periods is 50 units. The projected available balance will increase by 7 units over the 5-week period. On hand equals 20, safety stock equals 0. Calculating PAB when time fences are used. The use of a demand time fence requires revising the formula for how to calculate the PAB. The calculation now differs according to what side of the demand time fence we are on. Exhibit 4-37 has a customer orders line, also called a backlog, and it shows a demand time fence after week 3 and a planning time fence after week 13. Assume that 13 weeks is the cumulative lead time for the product. Exhibit 4-37, master production schedule with demand time fence and customer orders. The rules for calculating the projected available balance before the demand time fence follow along with examples from the exhibit. Note that in period 1, the prior period PAB will be the on-hand balance, so this otherwise identical formula is not shown. The rules for calculating the projected available balance after the demand time fence follow along with examples from the exhibit. Adding this detail causes the PAB to change per period, and it could also alter when MPS orders should be scheduled, since the PAB might not go negative when it would have if based only on the forecast. After the demand time fence, the forecast is consistently higher than the customer orders in this example, so it is used in each case. This will often be true, since there will tend to be fewer and fewer customer orders the further one goes into the future. Customers haven't ordered yet. However, if a large order came in that was higher than the forecast, this would be used for scheduling.